Proclamation number 6651 of 22nd of September, 1956. Call on the Earth's path. Long distances are still to be covered by those who do not heed my call, who draws their attention to a short path and yet they pass it by. They can still wander for endless times and will not reach their aim because they have taken a wrong direction. But again and again paths branch off to me. But if they are not followed, the human being will eternally not reach the aim. But I do not stop calling so that they will be stopped by the call and can reflect whether they want to walk on or turn back and turn into the right path. And such calls always sound for a person when my word is presented to him, when his attention is drawn to my will in some way, which can happen conversationally or also through writings. Because again and again the human being is forced into trains of thought which involve me myself or his actual purpose of existence. Then a call from above will sound to him, as it were, then messengers from me will step into his path, and then he will be prompted for a short time to make a statement which can be beneficial or also detrimental for him. Most people take this wrong path which does not lead to the aim, but I do not let up with my indications to change the path, and I will not let up until the end, for again and again paths branch off which lead to the height. To me. And until the lost hour the human being will still be able to change his mind and leave the old path if only he listens to my messengers once. But there is a great obstacle, there is a reason which makes people far rather go wrong. My adversary persuades them to be on the right path. That is, everyone is so convinced of himself, of his knowledge and his value, that he does not like to listen to the advice of others, and this self-assurance is whispered to them by my adversary who tries to prevent people from striving towards me. A person who doubts himself and his thinking will look around and ask and therefore also listen if he encounters a call on his path. And this person is easily influenced to leave his path and continue on a different path, and he will truly not regret having followed the guide who lured him onto the right path. But with most of them the callers only meet with rejection, because the wanderers feel superior to them, because they themselves believe to possess the best knowledge of the right path. My adversary has gained great power over people, for they willingly follow him wherever he leads them. But no one will be able to say that he has not been addressed by my messengers, no one will be able to say that he has never seen paths which branched off from his own. No one will be able to say not to have come into contact with people who broached spiritual conversations and espoused views different from his own. And everyone had the duty to also think for himself once, because then enlightening thoughts would certainly have come to him, for I always help where only the slightest will is evident to think and do what is right. But every person retains the freedom of his will, and therefore he must also answer for how he has used his free will. The broad, even path is taken en masse, many walk along it self-confidently but most only follow them as fellow travelers who don't think about the aim they reach themselves and who also allow themselves to be led by those without any concern that it could also be their undoing. And again my messengers mingle with the masses, drawing their attention to the byways, but they find little hearing, and only very few hikers join them who have faith in those messengers and also do not fear the somewhat more difficult ascent. Yet a glorious aim awaits them which all people could reach but only a few do, Because people don't pay attention to my messengers whom I send their way again and again in order to help them attain beatitude. Amen.